If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and a reality check you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Welcome back, everybody. You are here on the Up Your Brave Show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh on Reality Check Radio. And next up, I'm talking to Eileen Catanella on the topic of healing through numbers, a journey into numerology and intuitive creative coaching. Welcome to the show, Eileen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to talk about numerology. I knew about numerology many years ago. I've pretty much forgotten everything. I'm excited for a refresher. For those of you that don't know Eileen, Eileen Catanella embarked on a transformative journey when she left Chile for New Zealand 21 years ago. Fluent in Spanish, her path in New Zealand began with a profound experience at Vipassana Center, which deepened her self-awareness and connection to the universe. This journey led her to meet her partner, Alex, with whom she is raising three children, supporting each other's self-discovery. In 1998, she earned her Montessori Guide Certificate, integrating this education into her work with adults by recognizing the inner child in everyone. She also holds certificates in Theta Healing, DNA 1 and 2, and recently completed Intuitive Anatomy. Oh, that sounds fascinating. Eileen blends essential oils, including her own product, Magic Slide, creativity, hands-on healing, and intuition into her practice. She offers individual sessions in person as well as on Zoom. And as co-founder of Creative Connections New Zealand, she leads workshops for life skills, self-care, meditation, and creativity. Recently, her and her partner hosted a play shop for parents and children aged 8 to 11, celebrating connection and creativity away from technology. Well, that just sounds to me like the way forward. All of that training that you've done, all of the self-discovery that you and your husband are doing, that's amazing. Tell me a little bit more about the journey, about the pathway that led you towards numerology specifically and helping people with creative coaching.
Cool. All right. So what happened to me, I always tell this story that I learned from my mother. This is like a pass on information, wisdom. Since I am a little girl, I will say maybe 10 or something like that. I did my Reiki course. I learned macrobiotic food. We follow Sai Baba. We did lots of things. So all these spiritual things that now are so fashionable are being in my background, are being in my blood. This is the way I've grown up, that I feel very, very blessed to have a mother like that. To have gave me this, but I also talk now that me and the numbers are being friends. Tomorrow is a big birthday of mine, so I've been doing this for a long time. If I say I started at like 10 years old, 15 years old. So me and the numbers are really, really close now. We are very good friends. I said we are mates, you know, like we talk to each other. I get dreams through the numbers, tell me things, and so the coaching and the numerology I do is what I learned through my mom, but then the numbers are, it's like having another portal of more information that come through. Yeah.
What do you mean you have dreams with the numbers? Do you have messages about your own life come in or about other people, clients that you're working with?
No, I mean the numbers. Just I was reading, I got a book recently that is the book where my mom learned all the information. That is basically, this is more intuitive than more than me going and studying. It doesn't work that way for me, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but I did buy the book that my mom learned. So I've been reading about it, and I've been reading a little bit different information that I haven't heard. And then through the dreams, I go information of number six, for example. That number six is like a koru. So the koru opens like this. So that's the shape of the number six and things like this, you know, like number eight is the infinite and things like that. So like listening deeper to what a number eight or seven that you're going to pay the petrol station, you know, what is a little bit deeper than that, you know?
Numbers are so fascinating. So for our listeners, we haven't done the topic of numerology before. Can you walk us through some basics, some foundations? What is numerology?
So numerology, and this is my understanding, is lots of understanding, is lots of different ways of doing numerology. So the way I do it and why I do it is I take numerology, I take your date of birth, that you can either give me yours if you wish. When did you born?
September 29.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. 29 of September of the 12th, 1973. 11, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is when Spanish comes. 11, 11, 1, 22, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So I get five numbers, and I'm not going to explain how I get them, right? But I get five numbers. The first number is your soul. That's the day you were born. Is this your soul, how you are inside? Second number is your mask. And that doesn't mean that you are hiding anything, but that's the way you present to others, right? Okay. Third number is your gift. So your qualities, your traits and characteristics that you bring to this world, to walk your mission and to walk in your path. Yeah? Make sense?
So yeah, your soul, my superpowers.
Your mark, your gift, your mission, and your path. Those are the five numbers I get. And I do the additions that if somebody wants to learn in another time, I might do a workshop on that. But the interesting thing here between you and me is that when we connect with somebody for whatever reason, we always have at least one number in common. That means what I have, you want to learn from me. And what you have, I want to learn from you. That's why it's this energetically dance, this energetically, zigzag or like this, go backwards and forward when you are talking and then you say goodbye and then you keep talking in the car and then you keep going outside the door and you keep going to, you know, it's that exchange of energy that is so juicy and lovely, you know. It's because normally we'll have one number in common. So with you, do you want me to share a little bit about your
number? Yeah, I'm an open book and I'm so curious. Please do.
Okay. All right. So everybody will understand who, why are you with this. So numbers go from 1 till 11. If you have any more than 11, if it's a 12 or 13 like this, you need to add them to go lower. So you were born in the 29, right? Now, I don't know where you are on the numbers. You are the only one that can tell, right? Numbers are they go polarities, positive and negative, left and right, cold and hot. And the idea to understand your numbers is to be in the balance, right? Like with all other different traits and things that are all over there, we all looking for balance and we all looking to center ourselves. And I feel to understand your numbers, you can get, okay, this is who I am. And then what can I do to find the balance in that template? Now, I always share that this is your basic template, what I'm sharing. Now, you got the choice to stay here, like making bread, let's say. You got the choice to make bread with flour, salt, pepper, whatever. Or you got the choice to make bread where you put chia seeds, where you do sauerkraut, where you put, you know, that's up to you. So that's why people ask me sometimes, okay, what happened if both of us were born the same day and we are not the same person? It's because someone chose to stay in the bread here and the other one person chose to be over there. So before I go into your numbers, one very interesting thing happened to me. Like, I've been following this guy online that I really, I feel inspired and I admire him and I'm, oh my God, that is awesome. And find out that he's the same numbers as me, not the same year, we didn't, but exactly the same numbers. So what I felt, it was like, maybe I was playing on the little bread and I was able to see the bread that I am potentially can get to. So it's like, yeah, this is exciting, you know, to see a roadmap of somebody expanding this potential like this. So that's an invitation for you and for all of you to go and have a look. Who born? Ask ChatGPT. Who was born this date? Is anybody? Mm. And not this date only, but it's the combinations of the numbers, but we're not going to go there. So with you, you got an 11, a 3, a 10, another 11, and a 7, right? So 11 is a number that has all the numbers inside, from 1 to 11. So myself, I got an 11 and a 3. That's our exchange that's happening between you and me. So you got the 11 on your soul, right? So sometimes you might show yourself as a 3, right? The 3, and I love the number 3, is the one that is a little bit insecure. Shall I go or shall I not? Shall I buy or shall I not buy? Now you have the support of the 10, because the 10 is very much everything or nothing. So I jump from one number to another. I am a number 3, so I'm very creative, and so do you. And I can't go tidy like this, you know, it's just like the expansion, the creativity, like, and just the numbers just jump at me. So number 3 is a little bit like that. It's a lot of thinking, very much on the head, constantly thinking, creating, bringing ideas and bringing things down. Now, you got the 11, and you got two 11s like this, right? When we have two 11s, we can do 11 divided by 11, mean we can have another number hiding in there, that's the number 1, okay? So you have the hiding number 1. That will make you independent. It will make you that you are okay being alone, and you need to be alone as well, because you are potent, and you are... a lot of energy goes out all the time. So for you, it's a necessity sometimes to really be on your own. I feel like exercise is very healing for you, like going running, going in nature, and being quiet and silent and with this, you know, with finding that balance that is within you. Number 11, if I put you in an island, right, and you have nothing, you very soon, with your creativity and with talent of the number 11, that number 11s normally are very good at doing many things. I will say it's nothing in your life that you haven't wanted to do that you haven't succeeded and you haven't done it well, right? I can see lots of things in your life you've done that you've done them well, and you just drop them because you have another idea and you want to pursue another thing. Until possibly now you're reaching the point to finding your niche and finding what really is your things that really bring you joy. Is this making any sense?
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's good. Yeah. I want to know what I'm going to do on the island. I thought I would build something.
Well, in the island, what are you going to do is like, if I put these traits and these numbers combination, I'll put them 5 people. You in the island will go there. You will go and get in a minute.
I'll just boss everyone around. Probably.
What's up?
I'll boss everybody around.
Yeah, because you know, because you got the vision, because you, for you, if we get to the island, you already scanned the island. You already saw where the materials are to build. You already know where the kitchen is going to go. You already know where you're going to sleep. People are arriving in the island. They're feeling the sand. So that's your urgency and your, I don't know if people will say this, but your hyperactivity is because you know it. You're already there when people are coming in slow motion and you've been there and back 7 times. You already know it. It's like, come on, I can't even fuck 1 more minute. Let's do this, you know? So that the edge that you have is wonderful, you know? That sometimes it can require patience from other people, because sometimes you can be like the bossy, correct? And also the bossy in a way that could be like, for the vision that you see, it's almost unbelievable that the people cannot see it. And for you, it's so clear, it's so obvious. It's like drinking water. And it's like, how can you not see this? But just so you know, the other people in the other side can't see that. They are seeing the sand. They are seeing the tree that goes after the sand. They're seeing, all right, this tree, okay, we cut it, we make it wood, we can maybe make a wall for our shelter in the island. Yeah? Is this making sense? Yeah?
Yeah.
So you're very much everything or nothing, right? So when you are in, when you truly want to be in, you are in all the aspects. Like, you know, with your soul, with your emotions, with your feelings, with your body, with the, you know, with all you are, with all your energy around you and your team that is with you as well. You're very intelligent. So I will say with these combinations of numbers, not many things that come to you that you are not able to resolve. So most likely you have lots of people, friends and people always coming. Natalie knows, she will tell me. And you know exactly, because you're a connector as well, right? So you know exactly that if she has a stain in the clothes, she needs to use the On Guard that takes the stain off. But you also know if she has a sore stomach, or you also know if she's separating with the husband, that she can talk to the lawyer that you met last week in the beach because you just met him in that moment. Mm-hmm. Right. So lots of that magic that like being like a magician. I see you like a magician with the hat like this, you know, like you have everything in there to support others. And I feel that support also is very beneficial for you to bring it 100% to you, not 20, not 30, because you're busy thinking and creating and organizing and stuff like that. So the invitation, and that's why I'm speaking so fast as well, is to slow down, and maybe go and take the lead of that person that we think, oh, is the slowest to feel the sand on the beach. Maybe that's what is requiring more inner go within, more go quiet and like this. Number seven is very, so when you are happy, everything is happy around you. When you are not happy, everything might feel that you're not very happy around you. And the people that loves you and knows you well, possibly will say, "Mom, what's wrong?" And you're like, no, nothing. "Mom, what's wrong?" And then, you know, because you can't hide it. My husband is a seven. When he comes through the door and I am like this, "What's wrong?" And he's like, "No, nothing. What's wrong?" What? I ask five times, because sometimes I feel I know him better than he does. And then he tells me what's wrong. You know, he has problem with this tradie or this guy or this guy. It never fails, because it's like you have a veil in your face that is impossible to hide, you know, in that way. Number 10 loves adrenaline. So I don't see any fear in these numbers. I'll see a little bit of insecurity sometimes, but maybe I know you are a woman, like you're not 20s, you're not 10, you know, or whatever, that you have worked through that possibly in your life, and that you are able to hold into number 10, that is everything or nothing, and to understand that the 11s are the supporters as well. But the number 3 is the one that, shall I not? Shall I buy the black? Shall I buy the blue? Okay, I buy the blue, I go home. And then it's like, oh my God, I bought the blue pants. Why didn't I buy the, you know, like this. I got 2 threes, so I know it very well. So now I train myself when I go shopping or when I go make a decision. It's like, stop. Thank you, number 3, for your creativity. I love you deeply, but stay behind. Eileen is taking the decision. I am deciding, and, you know, when I make the decisions, I am not allowed anymore to go back and procrastinate and go again. Because that internal ping pong where we go, oh, or this or that, is exhausting. And sometimes we're thinking, why am I so depleted? I haven't done that much today. I haven't run or I haven't. Why am I so exhausted? Because we've been in the mind. So the invitation is, again, to go back to the heart space and to find the answers that they do.
I think I'm pretty good at that. I definitely don't go back and forth. I'm pretty decisive.
Great. Yeah, that's wonderful. Creativity, what do you do creatively?
What do I do creatively? Not a lot. I used to sew, like I would quilt and kind of crafty like that. Now and then I'll do some vision board stuff, but I don't bake or anything like that. I don't really do much creative. Oh, coloring. I do coloring.
Yeah.
Adult coloring books and mandala coloring books.
Yeah. But creativity doesn't mean.
And singing. Singing.
Singing.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Where do you sing?
I'm always singing.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, as I said, the 11 there, that is, you know, so what's happening with the 11, you have the traits of all the numbers. So if you have 1 3, you have couple of threes there, you know. If you have 1 10, you have 2 10s, more than 2, you got 3, because I'll show you them. I write them like this. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, 10, yeah. Okay.
10, 11, and a 7. So 7 is also, do you like hugging people?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. That will be the number 11 that you will get. Yeah. So overall, what I can feel with this numerology is like capable. You have lots of traits, like hiding traits because of the 11. 11 and 3, that's why you do what you do, because you got the master numbers. Now, I go 11 and a 3 as well myself, and I know this about me. I said to Alex, if ever, you know, Alex being my hubby, if I ever get to be like us, when I become a public speaker and I am out in the world, I will never want to be arrogant. So you have to keep me in my toes, you know, like we have to come from our heart and we have to come from that true to ourselves and true to what we believe. And then the rest comes. But, you know, we gotta come from there, from that intention. What else with number 3? Number 3 is very good at healing people, healing through if somebody's feeling unwell, you will make a cup of tea and they will feel better. You know, like, or even give them something, or even hold your hand, or anything like that energetically. We are good at doing that with the number 3. Number 7, sometimes, and that could be the bossy one, it can be a bit strong spoken, right? So you, when you go with your girlfriends that I see you on social media and they're wearing this jumper, you go, no, girl, you take that out immediately. Go and choose the blue one because that doesn't suit you, right? So sometimes, and that's cool because that's what we want to hear when we go in that specific situation. But sometimes if you are in the family member or somebody that you love dearly, sometimes the spoken word can be quite strong. So we need to look at that. Is it this necessary? Is it loving? Is it true? How can I say the same thing that I want to come across, but say it in a little bit softer way?
Absolutely. You
know? Yeah, that makes sense. Yes.
I even do that. Sometimes I'll message somebody and then I'll soften it up. Like I'll embellish it to make it sound not quite so direct.
Well done. Yeah, totally. Because if I am number 3 in the other side, right, and you say something like that, what do I hear? I hear you don't love me. And you're not saying that. But that's what the number 3 is, right? Number 3, sometimes we feel unloved. We feel a little bit victim as well. So when the number 7, that is Alex, talks to me, I learn now, right? He comes and says something like this. I say, excuse me. No. Take it back, rephrase. That's what I use a lot. And he is learning to have rephrase it and go soften, because otherwise I want to run away because he just doesn't love me anymore, you know? And he's just saying, change your talk, you know? But that's what we kind of hear. So number 3 depends if you are in the positive or the negative, right? It can tempt sometimes in the more negative or depends of life experiences. We can tempt to be a little bit, oh, what is this life for? Out of purpose. And it could also feel unloved and unseen and unworthy and walking on the victim. And I talk a lot about clients about that. It's like, what do you want to do? You know, like I believe we are the ones that write our own stories. No one else can write your biography. And the day you're going to be in your bed, it's you looking back and it's you the one created your reality 100%. Even though sometimes it's lots of trauma and things like that, but I still believe we are doing that. So we either play the victim or we play the empowered person, you know? Where do we want to be? And the thing, I was listening to a podcast just then, and it's saying about you want to manifest and you want to create new things, but then sometimes it's our subconscious that is sending messages that they've been there. And what is that belief systems? Are ideas that they get stuck in our systems, in our heads, in our hearts, in our backs, whatever, you know? And we live with that and we believe that this is what I do and this is who I am. But then what if you can easily replace that and replace it with something that you really want to create, you know? And sometimes it's that simple. Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, it's so fascinating. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Up Your Brave show. I'm having a little impromptu numerology session. We're talking today to Eileen Catanella about healing through numbers, a journey into numerology and intuitive creative coaching. That was fascinating for me. I hope it was interesting for my listeners, many of whom, in a way, they know a bit about me. They know kind of who I am, and some of that will resonate. Let's talk a little bit about numerology and the beautiful gifts that it can offer in terms of its function or its applicability to life. Have you found that when people are open to numerology and gaining insight, it helps their relationships? How can it affect relationships for people with themselves or others?
Well, with that, like yesterday, I had a client, right? And she's from another country that is very structured, right? But she also has a couple of number threes, as I was saying. So when I show her that she can be this flowy number three, but inside the structure, she understood and she went, oh my God, I thought I was going crazy. How can I be flowy and structured at the same time? She said, like, thank you so much. Like, I don't know, because, you know, all the numbers, like, if I can talk very quickly, number one is independent, is happy on your own skin. Number two, conflict between the head and the heart. Number three, insecure, creative. Number four, intellectual, likes to know more. Likes, you will be asking me, where did you learn this from? Who teach you like that? Number four. Number five, very physical, love the body, love movement. Number six is the intuitive, the one that can feel everything, right? And talking about number six a lot is about how much are you doing clearings, energetically showers every day. That's such a thing because of what's going on in the world at the moment that is so heavy. How much of what you feel is yours and how much it belongs not to you, right? And that is a technique that I constantly teaching others is unsteep, do an energy clear constantly all the time. Number seven is potent, is strong, is presence, likes being in silence. Number eight is the one that is comes from the stars, bring lots of the spirituality. Number nine is the freedom lover, is the one a little bit funny. Number three and nine are the funny numbers, the more jokes. Number three are jokes and quick jokes, like making jokes and make light, you know, light energy. But number nine is more the one that is, you know, like tripped over and then comes looking like this all untidy and give you a wink, you know, that's the humor of a number nine. And then we got the 11 that I've spoken a lot about, that how it's like the joker of all the numbers. So what I found, like people, the first session I normally do is numbers because it's intellectual and we can kind of intellectual, we can get to know each other. And then we go deeper. Then we go deeper with the follow-up sessions where I see your little girl inside you and I have the ability to connect through your permission and through you wanting me to go and see what's going on. You know, why can you not succeed on making baked potatoes every Friday? You know, if you really want to and you can, and then we go down and we go and see that when you were 3 years old, the baked potatoes broke on the floor and everybody had a drama and your dad cut her finger, whatever, you know? So we can go and understand that you didn't do nothing wrong in that moment, that the potatoes broke that your dad finger, that your mom was busy looking after your dad because he was bleeding and you were left over alone crying. Nothing to do, that they didn't love you or they didn't accept you or, you know, and so on. Yeah.
I'm so happy that you pointed that out because I think for a lot of people, they'll be intrigued by the concept of numerology, which is similar but different to personality types or human design, which I've done a few times on my show before. I love all of these things because it is all about, as I call it, inner standing. So better understanding, or as I like to say, inner standing, who we are. And it sounds like the concept of numerology, the first session you do, people might go, oh yeah, that sounds like me. Oh yeah, that resonates, right? So there's a bit of that. But then it's like, what do I do with that information? Oh, okay, now we're going to go deeper. Now we're going to look at some of the things that maybe keep cropping up, the patterns in your life or the limiting beliefs or things that are holding you back, and dive a little bit deeper. And we do need someone to facilitate that for us rather than just, I guess, repeating the same lessons in life. Tell me a little bit more about how numerology can benefit people in their life or maybe in their parenting or in their work.
Well, definitely in parenting, if you understand that your child is 10, it's everything or nothing, right? So when they scream, they scream. When they don't scream, right? So then we can see, we can soften. And what I love doing when talking about family, I can do a map where I put you, your child, your husband, your kids, your auntie, your mom, whatever you want to do. And I open this like this and I do soul mask like this, all like different. It looks really lovely. And you can see why, because families, we are work. We come to work here. My belief is that we come from past lives. This is not a coincidence that you have your child as your child. I believe that you choose who you come, who you choose your parents. And it's a consent that you choose this family in this moment, in this life, because maybe paying karma or whatever it is. So the lessons that come through are a lot of lessons that we got to learn from each other. That's why families are not the easiest to deal with. It's like more working family, more working holidays than holidays. And there is where you are reflected. All your buttons are more pressed than anywhere else, I believe. I don't know if it's the same for you. So that's what I feel. If you understand that the other person is a seven that is not telling you, I don't love you. And if you are a three that you feel unloved, you know, like
yes,
it just bring more, like if families or workmates, we are like this tight, it ravels and unravels and loosen up and you understand, oh, he's just being funny. It's not attacking me. You know, he screams because he's a number 10. So number 10, I say it's like a volcano, right? You get something happened today and then something happened and then something happened and then like stressors, right? You go in the supermarket, a baby was crying. Then you go there and your dog walk on dog poo when you were walking the dog. And then so you come home and you are totally full. You are a number 10. And your daughter comes and says, hey, mom, where is the scissors? And you go, what do you mean? Where are the scissors? Blah, blah, blah. You're not shouting because she says that. You're shouting because you have fulfilled yourself with stressors. But what can we do as number 10? Exercise, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of shouting out like this, we're shouting down. We grounding ourselves, you know, the importance of grounding ourselves at the moment is I can't say it enough, you know, grounding, clearing your energy, cleansing yourself. Like, you know, when you have a shower every day, but what about your emotions and your physical body? That is this vessel that gets full with things, you know? So got teenagers that they both have sore backs. And how can I let them know this is your emotions, girls? I know, ma'am, I don't believe on that. It's like, okay, fine. I had to do tapping today of let them do what they need to do. Remember one day when you had something going on and everybody could see it, but you didn't, and the amount of growth that you had through that, you know? So it's like, yeah. Yeah, does that answer your question?
It does. And let's talk a little bit more about two things you mentioned. You talked about cleansing the energy and you also talked about the emotions, like, and, you know, you mentioned the sore backs, which I always associate that with taking the weight of the world on your shoulders and it presenting as a sore back. So let's just go to the clearing the energy. You mentioned that for one of the numbers specifically, I think it was a number six. And I was thinking, ooh, that sounds like my daughter, like very sensitive to other people's energy, empathetic and empathic are words that I would use for her. So I was thinking, ooh, maybe she's got a six in her numerology. But the importance of cleansing that energy. What are some other ways, other than showering, what are some other ways that people can cleanse negative energy or even, you know, negative emotions if they're storing some of those?
So this is me and Jessica, we work Creative Connections, that is my other business. This is what we teach constantly. And pretty much every client that comes, this is the first thing I will teach you. So then I can see you, right? Otherwise you are not there because we are covered. Like, this is you here, this person, and then you have the poo of your dog here, and then you have the traffic lights jam, and then you have what you hear on the news very briefly, and then somebody was upset and you grabbed it. But I believe it's us saying, yes, okay, I'll have it. And then you have your daughter, and then energetically we go to them, we hug them, and we want to save them, right? But that is not serving them. Right. So that's what I had to do today. Instead of going to my daughter and look at her back and start clearing her back that I can do, I went, no, come back to self, send her aroha, send her love. She got to learn. She can do it. And if she wants to ask permission to help, you can do that. So we're constantly walking like this big circle around that. That is our aura, right? But the aura, imagine the aura being like brown, like a heavy wetsuit, right? So we have a really simple technique where you hold your hand to the top above your head, because this cloud is so big, and you're able to unzip it like if you're taking a wetsuit out. And it's that simple. You just breathe and visualize unzipping like this, like getting out of this bubble that you don't really want. And then you open up like this, and then you come out of the bubble, and then you grab all this thing that this like tart and dirty and stinky, you grab it and you send it to the light, or you send it to Papa Tuanuku, or you send it to the river, but you don't leave it behind, so you don't want no one to trip over.
Okay.
Yeah. And after that, and this is could sound like ridiculous, and I don't mind, but it works, right? So after that, what you do, in front of you, you visualize any possible dress up, any possible color, any possible shape, texture, whatever you want to wear that is going to make you feel how you want to be feeling, right? So for example, after this, my daughter is not feeling well, my other little daughter, so I want to feel like a very cozy mama that I can come and help her and hug her. So I'm going to, actually, I'm just going to dress up like a teddy bear so I can go and be that lovingly mom today. But this is first time I've done a teddy bear. Normally I put dresses, white dresses with crystals here and, you know, crowns. I'm feeling really beautiful and feminine and stuff like that. But it depends what you required. And this exercise can get done a few times a day. You can do it when you have an interaction with somebody. So this is what I do. How do I know when do I need to unzip? When you are grumpy, when you're shouting, when your body constricts, gets instead of expanded, is totally constructed. And that's kind of enough. When you're confused, I need to make dinner, I don't know what to do, oh, I'm feeling uncomfortable, and you don't know, is this mine? Is this sensation, is even mine? 90% of the time what we're feeling is not ours. So this is a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful way of really releasing it and send it back. Yeah.
Okay. I hope people followed. I mean, I get the benefit of the visual because we are seeing each other on our on Zoom as we record. But she essentially was making it look like she was unzipping herself from the suit and then stepping out of it. I love the visual of that. So hopefully people could follow along. And you can easily say, oh, I need to unzip. And that's just a little trigger, a little reminder to do that exercise and then step into the theoretical outfit. She wasn't actually dressing up in a teddy bear's outfit, and step into a theoretical outfit of how you want to feel. Okay, I'm with you. I think it's cool.
Yeah, and wait till you try it and then you tell me. And you do it, first times you do it very consciously, but then as you said, you just say and sip and it's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
Do you find that you do that unzip activity like ideally on the daily, or is it more something, it's a go-to strategy if you feel out of sorts, out of alignment, frustrated, grumpy, as you said, then it's a quick exercise you can do?
Both. Like, yeah, I do it because most days is something to take me out of balance, you know, like it's either, you know, I talk to somebody because I am a six, so I can feel a lot of feelings, you know, so, but I learned this, I become aware not long ago that this is what I was doing, that going with my energy, going to whatever, saving people, you know, and then it's like, nah, Nanya, as we say with Jessica, none of your business. Stay on your page, girl, you know, like don't go there and save them. They even ask you, and we are there saving them. You know, it's like, why do we have to do that? You know, when our job is better if we are with this centered again, you know, connected to Papa Tuanuku, connected to the sky, connected to Creator, to God inside you, you know? And from there, you can radiate, you can have your frequency way higher, and that's better service than going with the number three being a victim. I'll come and save you, you know?
Absolutely. It took me a long while, many, many years, to realize not everyone wants me to save them. Not everyone wants my advice that I so willingly dished out. So always a good reminder. If you're listening, we would love to know what is resonating for you. You can send us a message on the text 2057 or email inbox@realitycheck.radio. Have you had your numerology done? If so, what did you learn about yourself? And also, what strategies do you maybe use to stay grounded or perhaps to do some energy clearing, especially during these interesting times where it's so easy to take on other people's stresses and anxieties that are all around us? Let's talk a little bit more about the intuitive creative coaching that you do. What does that exactly mean? What types of things are you helping people with? And specifically, is there anything practical you can share with our listeners today?
So yesterday, for example, because yesterday I saw quite a few clients, I had this lady that she came and she felt overwhelmed and I'm feeling terrible. So I used the bed here in the office. Not necessarily, I don't have to use the bed. If you are there, I can still do the work. And I put her on the bed and I just intuitively just did this. I was clearing her and I asked her, do you go to the sea? And she said, oh yeah, I'm a surfer since young. And it's like, oh, interesting. I said, well, I see the sea being very helpful for you. And I could feel how the waves just came, the waves of light. And they just, you know, helped me to, well, I am the channel, right? I am not doing the work. I am just the conduct of what needs to happen for you in that moment. But in this case, I just help her to balance her. I call myself like the hairdresser of your aura, of your energetic. So basically, I just help her to put her, make her align again, you know? And then she texts me, she says, I feel so much lighter. I feel so much better. I can't believe it. Like, thank you so much. But it's also reminders, you know? I don't feel I teach you anything much new. For some people, maybe perhaps, that they haven't been in any type of spiritual journey. But I don't come here and give you, like, you know, the insights come because of your realizations. And my job, as my business call, is lighten up and set. And my job is light you up so you can follow your path. You're not coming to follow my path. I don't believe on that. We follow us. We follow our intuition. We follow who, you know, and ultimately that's creator inside us, you know, or us being creators. Yeah.
Well, I think it's an exciting time that we're living through, and particularly when more people are seeking insight in the spiritual arena and also getting help from people like you. There's so many people that can help in terms of helping people to release and helping people to cleanse and clear. And just like you said, feel lighter and lighten up. Well, I would love to know from you. I know you're so busy helping other people all the time, but if you were to truly up your brave for the remaining months of 2024, what would that look like? What would you do or not do?
Well, for me, that's because I am in the journey myself, of course, you know, so I see ourselves like the Russian dolls. So, you know, we have the heart from when we were in our moms. We have the heart when we were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all those hearts. So all those parts of me, I am inviting them to be aligned and be all here, right? And that's what I can see on others, that I can see that your 5 years old is out of alignment. And it's like, come on, let's bring him in. Let's heal him. Let's say that he's safe and he's okay. So that's what I am. I'm upbraiding myself to really, and for all, you know, really find my center, my grounding, and to know that this is my purpose, that I am here to really do this and help others, you know, and helping myself doing that, finding my roots very like a big oak tree, you know, like very, very grounded and very, inviting the number 3 to just be creative and not doubting anymore. Put it that way.
I love that. Finding your center, getting all of your Russian doll hearts into alignment. Sounds good. What is coming up for you, either with your family or your business, and how can people connect with you? What are the social media and website links?
Okay, so my social media is in Facebook, Lighten Up and Sit. Or they can find me under Aileen Catanella. If they forget the lighten up and set, but you'll put the links under there. Or I can give you my number after. And what is coming up for me, I'm creating my website. That is exciting. My daughter is actually through school. She's doing a business course. And she's like, oh, I'm not sure what to do. I said, yes, let's do me. Let's help me. So she's helping me to really find who is my buyer persona and do all this. So I'm creating also my tests. I've done quite a bit of numerologies online where people, I don't need you. You just give me your date of birth and a little bit what we did, but without you being there. Half an hour recording, I do an inspirational card. And those have been really popular and really awesome. And through that, people want more and they come for sessions more. So that's a very easy way in, you know, like it's not super pricey. It's like $45 for half an hour reading. So that's pretty awesome. And then, I'm working after that. I'm working to do like sessions where people come from a numerology, one hands-on healings, and then maybe 8 sessions and what that will look like and how much I'm going to, you know, charge. And I feel like what I am seeing is where you are now and where do you want to be. And I will help you on the process of doing that or manifesting and really changing your view from the lack of to the view of the abundance of, and to realize that really miracles and magics are here and that can happen. Why not? You know? Yeah.
If someone is wanting to do that session, and I love that idea of they just send you the information and you do a voice recording, is that on your Facebook page that they can find that?
Yeah, they can just message me and say, hey, Eileen, I can give you my number 027-524-4007 on Messenger, on either Lighten Up or on Eileen Catanella works well. And it's a video recording. So I sit down here in the office with my whiteboard and because the whiteboard gets really busy and I just do all the numbers, everything that I need. And they ask me one question. And it's easy.
I love it.
I really enjoy doing that.
Okay, we will put the links to get in touch with Eileen and possibly your phone number as well on the replay page. You guys can find that if you want to listen to this again or if you just missed the information. That'll be on the app, also on the website. You just go to the Up Your Brave show, click replays. But otherwise, you can send us a message, 2057, or send us an email and we can send you Eileen's contact details. Amazing. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about numerology before we go?
Well, I think like the last thing I'd like to say, like numerology is like, I feel we are like a flower, right? And every petal has a play on who we are and who are becoming. So I feel numerology is just one more petal to the flower of who you are. And yeah, it's just more information. It's more insights. It's more to know about who you are and why are you acting like this. And a way out to break the cycles, as you said, you know, and to enrich your life more if it's something that you are looking for. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Eileen, for sharing some wisdom with us today about healing through numbers. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.